Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Score is your exclusive radio home for Championship Sunday in Chicago.
It's Eagles 49ers at 2 p.m.
Then Chiefs and Bengals at 5:30.
Our coverage begins at 1
on Sports Radio 670 The Score and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I have a daily sports betting show.
We couldn't live without Joe Ostrowski.
Oh, yeah. He's got a lot of Herbert Hoover in him. I got to tell you that much.
Joe Ostrowski joins us on the Score Hotline. That's brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Joe can be found on Twitter at Joe Ostrowski. He is the host of BetQL Daily. He's brought to you by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Please bet responsibly. Injuries are the focus right now. Everything that's going on clearly with the Niners and then that ankle of Patrick Mahomes is obviously affecting what you do and those who do what you do.
Uh-huh, yeah, that moved the point spread all over the place, and maybe there's no change as far as the AFC Championship. That's the biggest story of Championship Sunday from an odds perspective. So if we work our way through it, once we realized what the matchup was going to be, it was originally posted as the Chiefs, a three-point favorite. And then people saw Tony Romo talking about that high ankle. He's dealt with something like that in the past. I'm not sure Mahomes plays. Maybe it's going to be Henny. I was going to be a challenge all week. The line starts to drop. Then once we get to Monday, the Bengals become the favorite. All the money is backing Cincinnati. It gets all the way up to Cincinnati -2.5. From KC -3 to Cincinnati -2.5. And then one of these sharp betting groups, their big release was the Chiefs +2.5. That brought it down. People see Mahomes do some light stretches, walk on and off a podium without a boot, and now the Chiefs are the favorite, guys. So it's Chiefs -1. So it went from Chiefs -3, Bengals -2. Now we're back almost where we started, where the Chiefs are the favorite.
What makes sense to you when it comes to him dealing with an injury like that?
Are we sure it's a high ankle? Are we sure?
I mean, that's a good question to
ask. What do you
think
it might be?
I don't know. It's as severe as they initially put it out there.
Like it might just have been a regular rolled ankle, and after a couple days of treatment, like he's probably okay.
Yeah, or initially it looked a lot worse than it was. I mean, if you look at the numbers, if you look at some of the efficiency that he did right after that injury, after he came back out there, he was excellent. It's just not going to be the same Mahomes, and I don't expect it to be that same guy, but he's clearly going to be out there. It was funny, midweek when it was Cincinnati -2.5, that was close to a Henny line, and things completely changed. If he was going to play, it would have been like Cincinnati -3.5, -4, so that's where people thought they were. But, I mean, if it's truly a high ankle, he's not out there. I mean, that's a 5 to 6 week injury. So it appears that it's not as severe as many people thought. So, I mean, that's an interesting angle. The fact that Joe Burrow has beaten Mahomes all three times, 3-0, high scoring games, field goal games. But if you dive into the box score of those matchups, they're very even. It's kind of flipped. Coin flippy a little bit that the Bengals won all three, but one thing that does stand out is what the Bengals have done over the last 2 years. They make the adjustments for the second half big time, and sometimes we overplay that, but they do. You see the big difference. They cover almost every game in the second half. In those three games against the Chiefs, we're talking about the number one offense in the league. In those three games against the Chiefs that Cincinnati's won, they've allowed a total of 6 points in the fourth quarter in the three games combined. So that would certainly certainly have to change. You know, the biggest storyline I would say last week was Cincinnati Buffalo was about the offensive line injuries for the Bengals missing three starters. Well, that's still the case, and nobody seems to be talking about that because they're focused on the Mahomes side. Well, that weather really neutralized things in Buffalo. So the pass rush for the Bills without Von Miller wasn't able to get home like many people expected. It doesn't look like we're going to have those sorts of conditions on Sunday night. So maybe it's a big game for guys like Chris Jones.
Okay. So in I'm trying to figure out like everything that's involved inside of this game and different mm-hmm. props. What number would you have to see to not bet Travis Kelce for receptions or touchdowns in this game?
Yeah, we were talking about the idea that if you had to bet one player to score a touchdown both games combined, just one, where would you go? And naturally, people would say running back for obvious reasons. I said Kelce. Of anybody playing this weekend, I would look to Kelce. And the yardage, sometimes the yardage doesn't get there, but we know the touchdowns do. The yardage for him is 78.5. And in this specific matchup, yeah, you would think it's going to be all Kelce. I mean, it's just going to be a different version of Mahomes. Maybe he's not going to be on the run as much, but I still think the Chiefs are going to get theirs and they're going to score. I do like the Chiefs in the game. Kelce props, I think, are pretty appealing. As long as there's not a turnover early, maybe they lean on the run game a little bit more than they typically do, and it could be a nice opportunity for Pacheco. He's at 47.5 rushing yards, 11.5 attempts. I would lean to the attempts there. And, you know, Jamar Chase, he's got a 266-yard game in his back pocket against the Chiefs defense and three touchdowns. So it wouldn't surprise me if he went off. His prop is 83.5.
That's what I was going to ask you. If there was a weird quirk like we saw last week with Boston Scott versus the Giants, if there was something weird like that with these two teams.
Yeah, I mean, Chase has great history there. I mean, Boston Scott, we got him at like, what, almost 4-1?
Oh my God, it was great. Like last week, Dan, that Joe dropped on us that most of Boston Scott's touchdowns in his career have come against the Giants, and it was 4-1 of him. And so I bet it because I was like, you know what? This makes a lot of sense. And then he scored. I was in Arizona celebrating, man. It was great.
How much silly stuff do we start getting now? I know it's not Super Bowl level silly stuff, but I wonder how as these games get so popular and so much betting goes on, what are the sharps doing? What are the serious bettors doing to take advantage of the influx of some of the dilettantes?
Yeah, well, with some of the prop betting that you're going to see, there are many more options than we have all year, of course, because the volume is there. But the thing is, as far as the professionals, as far as the sharps, what can they really get down? Well, it's still the sides. It's still betting on the sides, a very sharp market. So you better believe, I'm sure there are sharp bettors that are maybe playing a couple of sides of this and hoping that they can get the middle where they were able to maybe grab Cincinnati +3 in the beginning. And then, you know, they got the best of the number on the other side where they're hoping to hit both sides. But yeah, as far as, you know, specials for the week, there are all sorts of props that you can take a look at. Like, is there going to be an onside kick recovered in either game? Is there going to be a receiver or a running mm-hmm. back to get 150-plus yards in the game? Just stuff like that. Are we going to see overtime? All sorts of stuff. And then, yeah, we'll start to, the craziness is really going to set in on Monday. And I'm looking forward to it because we'll see what happens. So Chris Stapleton's doing the anthem, and they do the rehearsal on Friday. Like, all bettors know this.
Here we go.
But here's the thing. So I'm going to be broadcasting from BetMGM Sportsbook, which is not at Radio Row. It's nowhere close to Radio Row. That's going to be in Phoenix this year. The BetMGM Sportsbook is right outside the stadium. It's a stone's throw. So I'm thinking I'll be able to hear the anthem being rehearsed and then hopefully get some bets in as that is happening.
Yes, text your boy when you find that out. we've been talking about the injury to Patrick Mahomes. I look and see all the injuries that are going on with the 49ers. How much does that affect the line and props so far?
It hasn't done anything to it. It hasn't budged it at all. I think more because, obviously, non-quarterback injuries, and there's just a lack of clarity. And we, like, Mitchell's been a guy that's been banged up this week. But we did see him finish the game. Maybe he wasn't too smart staying, going out of bounds on one play, but we did see him finish the game. So it doesn't seem like there's as much concern with the injuries that we're seeing on that San Francisco side. So there's been no movement. It has been pretty much locked in at the Eagles, favored by 2.5 in this game. And it was funny. Before the divisional round, there was a lot of chatter from bookmakers saying, you know what, the way the Niners are playing right now and the uncertainty that we have with the Eagles, before last week it was, is Hurts truly healthy? Is Lane Johnson going to be out there? You know, a bunch of their players were dealing with stuff, their most impactful players, and we didn't see any issues this past week. So they were saying that maybe the Niners would be favored, but no. I mean, they were obviously impressed with what the Eagles were able to do, just running it up on the Giants, exploiting their weak rush defense. And then the Niners looked vulnerable. It was the first time Brock Purdy faced a real defense. They didn't get to 20 points in that game. And, you know, if Dak wasn't as bad as he was, maybe the Cowboys end up winning that game if they have another quarterback under center there. So there's been a lot of money coming in on the Eagles this week. I'm a little surprised that this has not gone to three, even though the Niners have won 12 consecutive games.
How did you feel with seeing Nick Sirianni mugging for the slow-mo camera like a man who clearly thinks his team is better than everybody, and I appreciate that?
Yeah, I'm kind of with that. I just saw this meme, a Brocky meme. Like, get out of here. This Brock. Yeah,
oh, Brock he's Purdy. Brocky?
Yeah, now they're putting, now these Niners fans are calling him Brocky.
There is only one Brocky. There is only one Brocky.
Brock Forsey?
It is the late, great Dave Brocky, also known as Odorous Urungus of Guar.
All right, fair enough.
I recognize only one Brocky. Sky point to the late Dave Brocky.
Well, with that said, Purdy interception. Yeah, I'm betting that. For sure.
What's the number on Purdy interception?
It's minus 135. I feel like he's been pretty lucky so far. And the pressure you're going to see from this Eagles defense, not Robert Quinn, the other guys, I think it'll get to him, and he's going to throw a pick. That's at least my expectation.
Is that as far as you'll go with a favorite bet where, like, some people cut themselves off at, like, minus 120? Like, how far will you go?
Yeah, good point. I was certainly looking to see if there are 2+ available. I don't like the value there. That's pretty much, it's a really strong opinion. I have to have a really strong opinion on something for me to get into the minus 130s. That's about as far as I would go, Lawrence. Because if you're betting, I mean, some people do it and do all right with it, but your win rate has to be very high if you're betting stuff like minus 200 or higher like that. Some people will parlay it, put a couple of things together. But speaking of that matchup, A.J. Brown, he's been very vocal this week. He wants the football. I think he's going to get the football. And there have been, even though the Niners have a great defense, they've allowed seven 100-yard games to receivers this year. So you can get to that secondary a little bit. I think A.J. Brown's going to have a big game. Longest reception is 25.5, and he's known for that big play. I think he's going to get at least one of them.
Joe Ostrowski, thank you. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the football.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.